Emotional Freedom Technique, or EFT, and Emotrance are both energy psychology techniques used for healing. They focus on releasing emotions from the body, and this helps the person heal. Sandra Hilawi is an Emotrance practitioner from Passion for Health.
Emotrance is a technique for transforming emotional energy, and it's based on the principle that emotions aren't really the problem. It's how we handle and process life, or what happens to us and what people say and do to us. How we handle that in our system is the problem. When life happens and energy comes into our system and gets blocked, we feel an emotional disturbance. Emotrance is a simple technique for restoring the flow of energy, and it uses thought, or intention more specifically, to restore the flow. So basically what happens is you get some news, my husband's had an affair, bam, you got a pain in the chest and you got a knot in your stomach. That's how the energy is affecting you. You've blocked energy in your stomach, blocked energy in your chest. What we do with Emotrance is notice where the energy is blocked in our system, and simply by putting our attention there and thinking this energy is softening, the energy does soften, and the person has an experience of the energy moving through the body and actually releasing. So they might get a warmth spreading out from the chest and travelling down their arms and releasing out, or maybe up and out through the top of the head, or even down through the body. It flows anywhere and it can release anywhere. It's much more a bodily experience of energy flow and release. And once the energy's all flowed and released from the body, you go back and think about, my husband had an affair and the pain's not there and the upset in the stomach is no longer there. And you can think and respond to that in a much more rational and calm way.
Now, if you can just do this by thinking about where the energy is in your body, mm-hmm. why would we need any other techniques at all if that's so simple?
That's a good question. And certainly Emotrance, it's the latest technique in this developing field, and it's growing in popularity. But not everybody has the ability to feel something in their body. There's probably 5 or 10% of people who, when you say you're feeling angry, what part of your body is that anger coming from? And they'll say, I don't know, I can't feel it, I'm just feeling angry. So for those, you would need other techniques to be able to access and work with the emotions and release them. But for the ones who can feel it in their body, then Emotrance, in other words, using thought to soften and release that energy and restore the flow, is certainly a very quick, simple, elegant system for releasing it. It's also content-free. Many people I know have been to other methods of talk therapies, if you like, and felt re-traumatised by having to go through and talk about all the details of their life's experience before. With Emotrance, you just say, when you think about that, where do you feel it in your body? So we put our attention there to soften and release the energy. Once it's flowed through and released, you go back to the original thought and it's no longer a problem. Practitioner or therapist doesn't even need to know what it was that happened or anything about it at all. So it allows quite a nice level of confidence to be maintained if that's necessary.
And why is it, do you think, that some people can't feel it in their body?
In many cases, that may be because they've, through their life experience, consciously or unconsciously, they've actually put up barriers and shields to protect themselves from being hurt. So, for instance, you're in a relationship and through a number of unkind words, you feel hurt. After a few times, you think, well, I don't want to feel hurt anymore, and we put up barriers and we disconnect and detach ourselves. So now we no longer feel hurt. In other words, nothing touches us, nothing gets in anymore, which is great coping strategy because it means now we're not hurting. But then that has other consequences because through these energy barriers, we're not taking anything in. And a lot of other vital attention and love and appreciation kind of energies that are all around us. And a lot of people resort to behaviours and strategies to address the deficiency that's been set up through having these coping barriers in terms of seeking out relationships and needing love and attention, or using food or other behaviour patterns and substances to actually address and replace that.
If these techniques can release emotional energy, does that also mean they can release pain and stuff as well? Does it have to be emotional or can it actually be physical?
Whenever we've got any physical symptoms, we've always got blocked energy there. Physics research today that tells us how the body's subtle energy system actually influences and orchestrates communication on the physical level. So whenever there's blockage or a symptom on a physical level, we've also got blocked energy. So these techniques work with the energy system and the energy disturbance. So let's say you've got knee pain, you've got blocked energy in your knee. So by putting your attention on your knee to actually soften the blocked energy, and once it's freed up, what you've done, you've restored the flow in the energy system, and that creates relaxation and helps to promote the immune function in that area. So helps to aid healing, if you like.
That's Sandra Hilawi from Passion for Health.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.